You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by Dr. Amy Aquan.
So, Austin, you have to be kidding that that was Heidi Happy with Ding Ding.
I'm not. That is her name, and that is the name of the song.
It was great. I just didn't expect it. Thank you, Amy, for dropping by. Listen, Murray State is hosting a huge musical event tomorrow night. And, you know, campus is kind of quiet, but it's in Performing Arts Hall, and we really want you all to come and bring kids.
Yes, yes. It's actually tonight.
Oh, it's actually tonight?
Yep, 7:30
tonight.
Oh, I'm tonight.
Sorry.
That's okay. Ah! That's okay. Tonight at 7:30, the Summit Choral Society, they're from Akron, Ohio. They'll be performing in PA, Performing Arts Hall, and we would love for... We'd love to fill the auditorium.
But tell our listeners what's special about the Summit Children's Choir.
Well, the Summit, it's a choral society, so it's an umbrella organization that has many different levels of choirs within it. So it's basically youth-geared, but they have a beginner's chorus, you know, they have advanced choruses, intermediate choruses. So every level of choral singing or age group, they have a chorus to match your child, which is pretty amazing. And as we were talking before, the chorus draws from six counties, I think we said. It's professionally staffed. It's something that we dream of here. You know, we have the Paducah Symphony Orchestra has a youth chorus and a children's chorus. We began with the children's chorus and grew up into the youth chorus. And we have Murray Choral Society here in Murray, and we're an adult chorus, and we would love to grow down towards the elementary ages. But to see a chorus to see a training program for children, this well-developed and well-run and professionally staffed is amazing. And their educational goals, as we were saying before, they teach through the Kodai method. So it's all very, they're all very well educated.
Can you describe the Kodai method briefly?
Uh-huh. The Kodai method is basically, it's a curriculum that you begin, it's a philosophy and a curriculum, essentially. And you begin this system at a young age, preferably. Now, we use in the music program with even college students, we use some ideas or some practices from the Kodai program. But essentially, you teach on solfege, you teach rhythm. Through chant singing rhythms. So it's using these tools to teach the primary instrument, which is the voice. And so it begins with the voice. And if you've ever heard any choirs that really use a Kodai system extensively, they tend to sing incredibly in tune. And that allows them to also sing very musically. You know, when you've got this group of readers who sing so well, you can go on and do the expressive things very quickly. But it's a wonderful system. And so that's another plus for this course. Their teachers are all trained in the Kodai system. And that's a training that you get beyond an undergraduate degree. There's four levels of training.
So the 12 to 18-year-olds singing tonight are highly trained.
Highly trained.
This is a concert tonight.
Yes.
Again, I'm sorry I misspoke.
That's okay.
Tonight at 7:30. Have you an inkling of the program?
Yes, yes. This is the really exciting thing. And if you're familiar with children's music, you know, or if you go to your child's Christmas concert or their spring concert, this is going to be... This is beyond what a lot of the choruses can do in just the school environments. They're doing Donati, Schütz, Rossini, Mendelssohn, just to name a few of the small C classical composers. You know, they're doing some phenomenal older rep, and then some of the more modern composers are really the great modern composers for choral music: Rene Clouse and Eleanor Daly, Craig Courtney, Z. Randall Stroop, Mulholland, John Rutter. I mean, these are names that if you're in a chorus, you want to sing this music, and if you're in an audience, you want to hear it. It's really going to be a beautiful concert.
It would be a great concert for your children to
yes.
come with you
yes.
to, yeah, to see yeah. peers at work.
Yes.
Listen,
yes.
Before we leave, you have a call out for mm-hmm. Freedom Fest.
Yeah, so speaking of, you know, our goals here in Murray regarding singing, and of course we're providing an opportunity for you to hear good choirs, but we also have an opportunity for you to sing in a choir, a very quick pickup choir. So this kind of becomes the gateway choir for people to... for people to begin singing in Murray. It's happened a few years in a row where we get singers in Murray Choral Society after this Freedom Fest concert. So the Freedom Fest is hosted by the Murray Community Band, and Dr. Todd Hill is the conductor of the community band. The Freedom Fest concert is on July 5th at 8 p.m. in Lovett Auditorium, so you should definitely come to this. Last year, it was just amazing. It was a wonderful concert. But we do need a pickup choir for two pieces. We're going to do the Battle Hymn and then America the Beautiful. We'll do a stanza on that. Both of those are with band. And the audience always enjoys both of those. We'll have a rehearsal, a quick rehearsal on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. That's July 1st, Tuesday night, in the choir room here at Murray State. And then for the concert, you know, we'll just keep it simple, white shirts, khaki bottoms, and a red or blue accent, you know, you don't have to have a tux to do this. So we're keeping it simple and trying to keep it very community-based. But if you would like to sing, there will be fantastic singers in that chorus. So if you're not the strongest reader, you don't have to worry. We'll just get you in a section, and you'll have some ringers around you to help.
So people can just come to the...
Just come to the Tuesday night rehearsal. Yeah. Okay. So they don't have to sign up
or anything. Time and place again?
Time and place, Tuesday night rehearsal, July 1st, 6 p.m. choir room. And then the Freedom Fest concert is 8 p.m. in Lovett on July 5th.
But the choir room is where?
The choir room is the third floor of the Fine Arts Building.
Great.
314.
Okay. Great. Amy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Amy Acquin is from the Murray State University Department of Music, giving you the inside story about great music to be heard tonight and next week. Thank you.